Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
What'd he say?
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
But saying it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas, which we said Waco.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
You said it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas.
I did not say that. Okay?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Robert. I didn't do this stuff.
Sports Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? In the loop, episode 220. Shout out to the people out there in Ohio, not Cleveland, but other part of Ohio, the 220 area code. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. It is.
Get your airfares ready. Book your flights. Get your car in good shape for the drives, for those road trips. We got us a schedule, man.
I thought you were about to say it's day. Time to book the trip to Golden State day.
No, it's also this series is over day. Don't sweat it. Next stop, Golden State in the Bay Area.
Okay, so you did do it.
Yeah, it's over. It's beyond over.
Jerod Johnson breaks down the Texans' opposing quarterbacks day.
Yeah, that's going to be a good topic.
And it is also, John,
mm-hmm.
I want to get this one in. A member of the Astros lied to me.
What?
And because of that lie, he left his team out to dry yesterday.
As the Astros win streak came to an end.
So that's the reason, huh?
That's the reason. I don't like being lied to.
It was good while it lasted. The old Astros.
Fold the franchise, as Mike Meltzer would say.
Fold the franchise. It's over. No, that's not over. The Rocket Series is definitely over.
Rockets topped the Jazz yesterday, 118-98, to take a 2-0 lead. I got to say, you're saying it's over. I don't know that I agree with you. James Harden damn sure doesn't think it's over. This is James Harden after the game yesterday, after the Rockets won 118-98 to take a 2-0 lead.
They have a different kind of swag at home, though. Our swag, our confidence is where it needs to be. We just need to bring down to the road, and they didn't shoot the ball well from three tonight, but they'll make some of those at home.
So at 10:02 on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
April 18th, the OG John Lopez is saying this series is over.
Over. Over. Over. Don't sweat it. They are a different team. What do you expect James Harden to say? I mean, at least he's handling that the right way. He's not saying, all right, well, we're ready for the Warriors. But I can say that. Yeah, you got to get ready for the Warriors. I said it yesterday. I've believed it my entire adult life. Game two, especially for a team that's the higher seed, is the most important game. The Rockets are up 2-0, 2-0. There is no way in hell. No way. Know how the Jazz can win 4 out of 5 games.
Okay.
There's no way.
I get that, John. But you've been around. You've covered the NBA for a long time, long enough to know. A lot of times when a series starts 2-0, you see a team that looks completely outmanned, but as mm-hmm. soon as they go get some home cooking, all of a sudden they look like a completely different squad, and you come back with a 2-2 series and basically a best of three. Could I interest you in some stats?
You can, and I want to say, first of all, look, there are always exceptions. There are always outliers, okay? And so, like, what about, you know, the what about guy's probably going to show up at some point. Hey, Lopez, what about blah, 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 blah? I'm just saying, in this case, it's over.
All right, now back to those stats. Utah Jazz this year on the road,
mm-hmm.
21-20, one game above .500. They're not a very good road team. At home, 29-12.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a difference, John. That's a top five best home record in all the NBA. We know how nasty their fans are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never, and I at any point did I never thought that Utah would win this series. But I do think that We need to take into account that it's going to be a lot different tomorrow night when Game 3 happens in Utah, just because of how much better Utah is at home than they are on the road. It's not easy to win there, regardless of how things look the first two games of the series.
That's all true. And the Rockets may well lose Game 3. You know, it may well be a complete flip of the script. And say that three times. And it might be, you know, something that that all of a sudden piques a lot of people's interest. What I'm telling you is the series is over. It may well be, you know, a Jazz game coming up, but the series is over.
I'll say this, and I don't know how much money. I'm imagining that this guy's going to be a max player, but Rudy Gobert looks like a project playing summer league basketball. He looks like one of those guys you draft overseas that has been playing basketball for maybe 2 years that just started trying to play. I don't know if you can bench him if you're Quinn Snyder of the Jazz, but it might be in your best interest to bench the guy who was minus 20 yesterday, the worst on the entire Utah team, who looks like he's basically playing in flip-flops out there, flopping all around. It wasn't a great statistical game for Clint Capella, but he had Rudy Gobert just chasing his tail the whole time. I don't know how the Jazz adjust, but I fully expect them to bring it because we know they're a damn good road team, and my gosh, surely they can't go out like this. It'd be interesting to see, but the Rockets do look like the superior squad. I'm not ready to say, I mean, look, I'll say that the Rockets are going to face the Warriors, but I think this could get a little bit scrappy.
I think it could.
It's going to be a scrappy
that's
game.
A totally different conversation. I think that, you know, again, they could easily lose Game 3. All I'm saying is they're not going to lose 4 out of 5. They're not going to lose 4 out of 5 to the Jazz. Just not going to happen.
All right, you heard it here first. 10:05, John Lopez. They're not going to lose 4 out of 5. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Astros had won 10 straight before last night. However, they fall to the A's 2-1. Not a bad outing for Wade Miley. The bats just couldn't get going. They threatened in the ninth inning. You had two men on for Robinson Chirinos, and it just didn't get the job done. And, you know, whatever. I mean, really, what do you really say about it? You've won 10 straight. You're going to Arlington today. As you finish off the road trip, you're going to Arlington where you've had a lot of success recently. Like, you win some, you lose some.
Clutch hits, clutch hitting. Hey, this is not exactly breaking news. You hear it in Little League. You hear it in high school and college, and it's certainly true in the major leagues. 1-for-7 and with runners in scoring position. You expect the Astros to be a lot better than that, but that's how you lose a game. Look, the A's only got 4 hits, too. You know, you only got 4 hits. So did the A's. They just had the clutch hit. They had the home run that was the decision, you know, deciding factor in the game. Matt Chapman with a sixth inning home run. That's the ball game. If you're not going to have clutch hitting, it's not one of those. Oh my gosh, you know, now what? You know, they're not hitting clutch anymore. Yeah, they are. It was just one of those days.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to overreact to that. And I like what I saw from Miley. It's okay. Wade Miley is a back end rotation guy. He's had a couple slow starts in his first four, but he's, for the most part, been about what you would expect in that situation, especially when you factor in what you've gotten from Colin McHugh. Astros are going to be just fine. They'll get back in the win column tonight. You can mark that. You said that the Rockets series is over. Astros win tonight. You go ahead and bank that one. Book that.
Okay.
Write that in Sharpie on your forehead. Texans schedule was released yesterday on our airwaves.
Now we're
Rich
talking.
Lord, Wade Smith. Sean Pendergast released the schedule for you. We already knew they were going to start at New Orleans. Week 2, they're going to face Jacksonville. Then they're going to go to L.A. against the Chargers, versus Carolina, versus Atlanta, at Kansas City, at Indianapolis, versus Oakland, at London against the Jags. Then the bye week, week 10. Then you're at Baltimore, Thursday night football against the Colts at home, Sunday night football against the Patriots, versus Denver, at Tennessee, at Tampa Bay. Then you finish off the season against Tennessee. Very front loaded, but if you look at my favorite thing about this is if you look at the back quarter of this schedule and you just look at the last four games, when you know that it's put up or shut up, assuming that you're able to tread water with the difficult part of the schedule, you host the Denver Broncos, you go to Tennessee, you go to Tampa Bay, and then you finish with Tennessee. Very, very favorable in the manner in which the Texans finish the schedule. The soft part of the schedule appears, and again, it's a year-to-year league, the soft part of the schedule appears to be on the back end.
I'm telling you, this is really, really, really tough. This is a really, really tough start.
Breaking news.
What you're saying is true. You just have to hope that you're not playing catch-up here, that you're not playing, at worst-case scenario, playing out the string. Listening to the guys this morning, They were making their season predictions, and we're going to have a little game ourselves, as I understand it.
Oh, it ain't no game. That's analysis.
It's going to have
some. Hey, what did I say they were going last year with my game by game? Now, Deontay Foreman didn't get in a fight with Eagles fans or anything,
yeah.
But I said they were going 11-5.
You did.
I did. Game by game, schedule analysis, landlocked style.
No. Look, I'm telling you, you're right. You want to – it's a tough front. The first seven games are Bears, absolute Bears. You gotta, no pun intended. You gotta hope that you'd win enough games there to not just be playing out the string at the end of the year. Because let's just go through the first seven at New Orleans. Who's going to be favored in that game?
The New Orleans Saints by about 6 points.
All right, Jacksonville Jaguars at home. Who's going to be favored in that game?
Texans by about 3.5 points.
I'll say 2.5, but okay. At the LA Chargers, give me the favorite.
Chargers by 3.5.
Versus the Carolina Panthers at home.
Texans by 3.5.
1.5. Versus the Atlanta Falcons at home.
Texans pick 'em.
Okay. At the Chiefs.
Chiefs by 9.
At the Colts.
Colts by 4.
So I agree with your analysis there. Of the first seven games, if you had to put a point spread on them right now, you're favored in 2. The other one's a pick'em, and I totally agree with the Falcons as a pick'em, by the way. I think the Panthers might be a little closer, but I do think the Texans will be favored, but slightly. So of the first seven games, you're favored in 2 games. If the chalk holds, you're 2-5. I'm not saying you're gonna be 2-5. I'm not saying that's my prediction. If the chalk holds, you're 2-5 to start the year. That is a bear. That's a bear schedule, a start to the schedule right there. So let's say the chalk does hold and you go 2-5. Well, you got 9 games left, man, and not all of them are cupcakes. How are you going to get to 10 wins? How are you going to get to 10 wins if the chalk holds in the first?
Don't worry, I'll get them to 10 wins.
You're going to get them to 10
wins? I'll get them to 10 wins. You damn sure better believe at 10:40 I'll get them to 10 wins.
Yeah?
I'll sell you on it too, and I'll sell all the people.
So that's what
I'm
saying.
You're damn right I'm getting them to 10 wins.
And just if you're playing along, listening to us, whether it's on the app or on your car or whatever, be safe, man. That weather is nasty. I had a hard time getting in.
It's rain, dude.
What do you mean? Yeah, but it's just nasty.
It's rain, John.
After that, what Vegas says is going to be a 2-5 start, and I agree with you. You got Raiders at home, at Jacksonville in London, bye, at the Ravens, Colts at home, Patriots at home, Broncos at home, at Titans, at Tampa, and then Titans at home.
You smell that?
That's hard to get to 10.
Smelling some W's.
That's hard. Oh, I do
I'm
smell
smelling
some W's.
Some W's.
I do smell
I'm
some
smelling
W's.
A lot of W's.
Hey,
I'm hungry.
I'm going to eat a W tonight. I'm going to eat a W tonight. Yeah, boy. Hey, come in.
Oh, we'll see you. We'll see you week 16, Jameis. We'll see if you're eating W's. Got a feeling DW4 might be.
Side note, the Buccaneers got screwed on their schedule. Side note. Did you notice theirs? I was just kind of looking at some of these schedules.
Now, you want to know who got screwed?
Who's that?
Baltimore.
Yeah, they did.
They don't have any consecutive home games. They mm-hmm. rotate. They rotate home away, home away, home away every week. You know who didn't get freaking screwed?
Who?
If you want me to get mad this early on a Thursday, mm-hmm. it's a lovely day. I know the weather's bad, but it's always a lovely day when we get to talk to all the loopholes. You know why I'm pissed off, Figgy?
Mm-hmm. Why?
New England freaking Patriots.
Oh, they got nobody.
They play one game.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't play any games outside of the East time zone. They don't play any games outside of the freaking East time zone. How many breaks do the Patriots freaking get? One game out of the East time zone.
Yep.
One. And you get to play the Jets, Dolphins, freaking Bills twice. And the Texans have the fourth hardest schedule according to win-loss record.
Well, as far as just to finish the point and put a pin in the Buccaneers.
Effing Patriots.
They play a home game September 22nd. Their next home game, November 10th.
They're the Bucs. Who cares?
Dude, that's not fair, man.
Who cares?
If I was a Tampa fan or if they were a contender.
Is there such a thing as a Tampa fan? 713-572-4610. Tell me if you're a Tampa Bay Bucs fan.
You go September 22nd to November 10th between home games?
I don't feel for them.
Well, I don't either.
It's karma.
It's karma.
Karma
for what?
Quit rubbing Uber driver's legs, Jameis Winston. Anyway, maybe your karma true. Would be a little bit better.
Yeah.
You slime ball?
Yeah.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Texans showing us that they're trying to move on from Jadeveon Clowney? There's some context clues that say yes, and we're six shows away from the NFL draft. John Lopez has six Texans that could be Texans. Keep it locked in the loop next.
I'm a lover, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.